Boys and girls, Easter Sunday was less than 2 weeks ago. And what did we celebrate on Easter Sunday? What happened on Easter that we're celebrating today? Yes. When Jesus rose from the dead? Absolutely, that's what we celebrate. And all through that first week, we heard the stories of what happened after Jesus rose from the dead, how he appeared to his friends, how he spoke to them, how he ate with them, he spent time with them. So for that whole first week, we were hearing these stories about what Jesus did after he rose from the dead. Now, all through this week, for the most part, we've been looking at baptism, because again, we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. But now, how do we get in on the action? How do I become connected with Jesus? And the first thing is baptism. Now, were any of the students, I think that there's at least one, were any of the students here at St. Marguerite School baptized here 2 weeks ago on Easter Sunday? Anybody? Yeah. So we had some baptisms here on Easter Sunday of young people of your age, and older people that were all baptized. So that's the first time when we are really connected in a really powerful way with Jesus. Now, we start today. There's a shift. There's a change. Just like we started with the resurrection of Jesus, then we talked about baptism. Now we're into a new topic that gets us connected again with Jesus in an even deeper way, because it's about the Eucharist. How many of you received your first Eucharist last Sunday? A number of you. Are there any who are going to be receiving First Holy Communion this coming Sunday? Okay. Yeah. Very, very important, because all the way through next week, Jesus is going to teach us about how important it is to eat his body and drink his blood. But today we see that Jesus performs a sign for the people, because the teaching about the body and the blood of Jesus, it's a really hard teaching. It's really hard for us to believe in what Jesus has to say. And so Jesus starts by performing a sign, something that they can see, to help them believe something that they're not able to see. And of course, the sign is multiplying the loaves and the fish for the people. Now look around and see how many people are in the church today. You know, pretty good number of people in the church. Well, think about 10 times this number, maybe even more than 10 times this number. And that's how many people Jesus fed with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. It's a reminder to us that we have to bring something ourselves. Jesus isn't going to just do everything for us. We have to cooperate with Jesus. And so they had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to feed that many people. But they brought it to Jesus, and Jesus made it enough. He multiplies it so it's able to feed all of those people there. And all the way through the years, God has given us signs to help us to believe that the bread and wine really does change into the body and the blood of Jesus. God has given us so many signs to help us, because he knows that sometimes we find it hard to believe in what he has to say. So like I say, we started in the Easter season thinking about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Then we talked about baptism, where we're first connected with Jesus, with his life, with his power, that we are made children of God. And now we're going to be thinking about the Eucharist, how we're connected in an even deeper way with Jesus, and how this gives us the power. We don't have the power ourselves, but this gives us the power to rise from the dead ourselves, because Jesus is living within us. So boys and girls, it's great to have you here today, and there's all these different things we should be thinking about. Thinking about Jesus, thinking about his power over death and how he shares that with us, especially in baptism and in the Holy Eucharist.